Lucinda, Lucinda Price, Price, 11/18/80. She was seen on the 17/12/17. This is a 45-year-old young lady who comes in today for a follow-up of hypertension. Patient was seen earlier in the week with elevated blood pressure. Dr. Pyatt told her to keep an eye on her blood pressure, write it down. She comes in with a tab on her blood pressure. Her blood pressure has been normal at times, but at times it goes up quite high to over 100 systolic period. In the paragraph, she has issues with anxiety. She's taken Wellbutrin, Paxil, Zoloft, and none have worked for her. She does meditation and other modalities to keep her anxiety in check, period. She definitely does need blood pressure medication because of the fact that her blood pressure goes up during the day, but it comes down at night. Family history is very positive for hypertension, stroke, and myocardial infarction in distant relatives. No cancer, no colon cancer reported. Mammogram is up to date. Per patient, surgery, ankle surgery, gallbladder surgery, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She works in Tarkington, Tarkington. Oh, she's been pregnant six times. Sorry, she has six children, has been pregnant six times. Patient also has had a history of drug abuse in the past and does not want to take any medications that are scheduled or addicting, period. She has been drug-free since 2009-2010, period. Let's see. Review of system. Anxiety is her biggest problem. Has had no chest pain, no headache, no blurred vision, no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, visual convulsion. Blood work done on the 16th shows normal kidney function, normal liver function, hemoglobin A1C within normal limits, TSH is normal, cholesterol is within normal limits, period. Today on exam, her blood pressure is 158/97, 78 pulse, 20 respiration, 98, well, two side, 98.2 temperature, heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with endogenological non-focal. Echocardiogram shows evidence of LVH significant for hypertension. Abdominal ultrasound shows no evidence of renal vascular hypertension, gallbladder is absent, minimal fatty liver. Carotid ultrasound is within normal limits in face of family history, stroke, and blood pressure out of control. Thyroid looks good. Lower extremity shows no evidence of PVD or DVT. Assessment, number one, hypertension. Number two, I would like to choose a medication for her that would also help with anxiety. A beta blocker would be the best choice. We're going to put her on Atenolol, 25 milligram once a day. Number two, continue checking blood pressure. Number three, come back in 1 month. Number four, she knows the parameters to call if the blood pressure goes up. Next number, cholesterol within normal limits. Next number, history of drug abuse. Avoid scheduled medication, i.e. benzodiazepines or any other medication for anxiety. Next number, she's definitely not suicidal in face of anxiety. Next number is patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving. Thank you.
Hey, Blanca.